With all those diplomats and world leaders in town for the UN General Assembly, traffic is a nightmare. Streets around the UN are closed or restricted for security reasons. Reporter Bruce Wallace went out to see how New York's taxi drivers are faring and what they're thinking about the UN meeting.
There are some things about the General Assembly that all cab drivers seem to agree on. It's awful, for one. Driving anywhere takes forever. Often, passengers just give up, get out, and walk. Kashawn Walayat had a fare yesterday who needed to get near the UN. She was disabled, and walking wasn't an option.
She got no choice, so I have to take there. So I took her there, and she appreciated, but she said, thank you for your patience, too.
There was also a certain numerical motif that emerged.
I stuck like 35 minutes.
Almost taking like a 35 minutes.
I took 35 minutes through the 59th Street Bridge.
When the General Assembly is in town, it seems even the shortest journey, two blocks, say, takes 35 minutes. Once you get into geopolitics, though, cabbie perspectives diverge. Most drivers I talked to didn't have opinions about what the General Assembly was talking about. They weren't paying that much attention. But what it should be talking about? They had opinions about that. Fakir Mustafa is originally from Bangladesh. He's been driving a cab in New York City on and off since the late 90s. He wants the UN to talk about innocence of Muslims, the video that sparked protests in Bangladesh and many other Muslim countries because of its ridicule of the Prophet Muhammad.
He's a holy man. He's a prophet from God. And prophet for not only Muslim, for only like Christian, Jew, for everybody.
I asked Mustafa if he thought President Obama went far enough yesterday in his address to the UN, where he called the video crude and disgusting, but said protecting free speech was essential. Mustafa said Obama needs to take some sort of action to stop videos like that from being made. Ismail al-Noor listened to Obama's speech in his cab and thought the president covered a lot of bases. But if he had the UN's ear, al-Noor says he'd tell them about the troubles still roiling his homeland of Darfur and Sudan.
Everybody have his own problem. I'm as a Sudanese, I have my own problem. I'm as a Darfurian, I have my own problem. It's going on. I need action on the ground from the UN to solve this problem as soon as possible.
Another driver, Jalal Mack, came to the U.S. from Morocco in 2004. What does he think the General Assembly should be focused on?
The drones. I heard are killing a lot of civilians. I hope the UN will do something about it. The drone thing. The drones.
Mack, who says he'd earned a master's degree in international relations back home, got plaintive when I asked him about Syria, a central subject at the UN this week.
These people are getting killed every day. It's crazy. I always skip Syrian issue every day. I have on my iPhone here, I have the Huffington Post. That's why I read my news right here. And every time I see the Syrian issue, I skip it. I skip it. Because it's a heartbreak. I mean, I don't like it.
Max says if he could tell the members of the General Assembly one thing about Syria, it would be to look to the military intervention in Libya as a model. Most cabbies I talked to didn't think much action would come out of this week's meetings. Alongside this pessimism about the power the UN does wield, though, was often an optimism about the power the UN could wield. Mohamed Zaini is from Indonesia and has been driving a cab for 2 years. Before that, he drove a limousine. He says it's simple what the UN should be talking about.
Should talking about peace. Peace. And do it, not just talk.
Zaini was driving me toward the UN. Soon we were stuck in traffic. I asked him how people should get around Manhattan when the General Assembly is in town.
The best way, walk. You take any transport this time, it's not good.
He thought a minute, then amended that. Take a cab as far as you can, then walk. For The World, I'm Bruce Wallace, New York.